I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. ISIS fighters are defending the tiny patch of desert they still hold in eastern Syria. And now some of the women and children who travel with ISIS, as well as some of the Islamic State fighters themselves, are surrendering. A few humanitarian aid groups are on hand to meet the civilians and fighters as they turn themselves in.
We've got over 200 people that fled ISIS out here freezing, but we're getting some blankets to them. This lady miscarried, bleeding, and medics are working on her right now and trying to keep her alive for the night.
That's David Eubank, a former U.S. Special Forces operative who now heads a relief group, Free Burma Rangers. We've spoken with Eubank before, including in 2017 when he, his aid group, and his family were providing assistance to civilians fleeing Mosul. This time they're helping again, about 10 miles from the ISIS front line in eastern Syria.
Every day, hundreds of people run away. You know, all day long, the shelling as the coalition and the Syrian Democratic Forces try to defeat what's left of ISIS in this pocket. And as that shelling happens, people break away and flee, many of whom get shot by ISIS as they try to flee, and we treated those wounded. They all come different ways. They end up mostly on foot, although a few have driven vehicles to our lines. And they come out bewildered, terrified. Many, especially the kids, they don't know anything. They're wide-eyed, like, what in the world is going on? One Canadian ISIS girl said, when my daughter gave her some food, she said, is it okay to take this? We were told we'd be tortured and killed by the enemy, you all.
So that girl who was leery about taking any food assistance from you, she was recruited by ISIS? She came from Canada to fight in Syria?
She came from Canada to join the caliphate, not as a fighter, but as a wife. Two Canadian girls. One Canadian girl went to join her husband, who'd already joined ISIS, and told her to come. And she went. And the other one just went because she liked the idea and got there, and it didn't turn out so well. There's men. There's men in ISIS. About, I'd say out of 300 people that flee, about 30 or 40 are men. And they're obviously ISIS soldiers with the, you know, the beard style and the tough hands and fit. Today we saw blonde Ukrainians coming out, all kinds of people.
You are former Special Forces. Is any of this surprising you, Dave?
I fought ISIS multiple times, one time 2 yards away. That's very close, eye to eye. You know, I was wounded 4 times in the Battle of Mosul. They killed my translator. I had 30 of my close Iraqi friends killed. I saw many children killed by ISIS. They never surrendered. And now to see them surrendering, it moved me to tears.
So, Dave, you're there in eastern Syria with your family, your wife, your 12-year-old son, and 2 teenage daughters. Why take this risk with your kids?
My kids do feel this is the right place for them, to give love to people in need. And my kids are not right at the front line. They're not in a direct danger. And then when the ISIS family see that America is not just soldiers and might and power, but American families who love each other, and I believe that's the antidote. That's love.
Dave Eubank, former U.S. Special Forces, now heading up the relief group, the Free Burma Rangers. You and your family, take good care out there. Thank you very much again for being with us.
Thank you.